Hi, this is Chris Griffin, Associate Editor of SearchStorage.com. Joining me today is the founder and senior analyst of the Storage.io group, Greg Schulz. Greg and I are going to be discussing a couple common misconceptions with iSCSI. How's it going today, Greg?
Hey, Chris, I'm doing well. And yourself?
Not bad. Okay, let's just get right into it. There are storage systems that support both iSCSI and NAS, but is there really such a thing as an iSCSI NAS?
Chris, that's where the word mixing, taking words, shuffling around results in the confusion. Are there NAS systems that support iSCSI? Yes. Are there iSCSI systems that support NAS? Yes. We call them unified multi-protocol. But there is really is there really such a thing as a NAS device that does iSCSI underneath? That's a bit of a misnomer.
Okay. All right. So is there such a thing as an iSCSI disk then?
Chris, that's another one that comes up. Again, is the disk the individual drive, or is the disk that storage solution that you attach to the server? If it's in the context of the individual disk drive, no, there is no such thing as an iSCSI disk drive. I mean, your native disk drives are fiber channel, SAS, SATA, USB, eSATA type drives. However, are there disk drives that go into iSCSI systems? Absolutely. In other words, a SAS drive, a SATA drive, a fiber channel, different types of drives that plug into that storage system that makes it into what appears to be an iSCSI disk.
Okay. Let's talk about RAID in iSCSI for a minute then. Does iSCSI have the ability to be partitioned as RAID?
Chris, that is going to be vendor specific. I mean, there should not be anything within the iSCSI protocol, the iSCSI spec, the iSCSI objective that limits that. If there's any limitation, it's going to be a vendor-specific implementation. Another way of looking at that is that with an iSCSI-type array, an iSCSI-type storage system, you should have the same functionality that you would have from a shared SAS, from a shared fiber channel, from a shared fiber channel over Ethernet, or even a traditional NAS-type system. In other words, that ability to select different RAID levels, apply different RAID levels to different groups of drives, create your different volumes, your different LUNs, map those out via iSCSI. Where it gets kind of interesting is that when you have a multi-protocol device, a unified storage type device, in other words, a storage system that supports, say, iSCSI and NAS concurrently, the storage itself, the drive, may be set up where maybe the iSCSI storage is set up as RAID 10 or RAID 1, mirroring RAID 1, mirrored and striping RAID 10, with some number of the drives created as a LUN mapped out as SCSI targets the iSCSI. But yet your NAS device might be set up as a RAID 5 or maybe a RAID 6 or a RAID DP if it's a NetApp type device. In other words, for higher capacity, resiliency, things like that, but then mapped out through that file system. So it's possible to have some of the capacity mapped out via iSCSI as a LUN via one RAID level and then mapped out through the NFS as a file system or Windows SIF as a file system via that mechanism. But again, the details are going to be in how a particular vendor deploys it, what their feature functionality, the different buzzwords, the functionality that they provide for you.
All right. Well, thanks for making these things a little more clear for us, Greg.
My pleasure. Anytime, Chris.
All right. Absolutely. And to learn more about iSCSI, be sure to visit searchstorage.com.